dividing goods. They say it's wrong to push a parable. Figures of speech are still themselves responsible for their tendrils, though these stray. Words have their life too, won't compact into a theorem. Take the story of the prodigal son. An invisible third son is not mentioned, yet he had it all, had prized it all, wanted all of it for all, so had himself to leave it all. But this one is the only visible one. He tells the family story, a simple tale, but somehow unresolved so that its tendrils cling timelessly. Through his eyes we see pathos in their wanting something else. Fool's gold restores a starveling's taste for a healthy meal of bread at home. Or, the older brother, wanting something because deserving more than the dogged servitude. Yet from the outset, the mine, the portion that is mine, had to be less than all. All these were dear to the one who owns and gives and loves on.